it's been a busy week, to say the least. Very busy week, in fact. So much going on, a lot of courtroom drama. But here's a case you haven't heard of. It's going to come out of Texas. Could be important as to where we go as a country. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Join me, Judge Mark Henry, Galveston County Judge, first elected 2010. Judge Henry is the 28th county judge in Galveston County history, dating back to 1838, and only the fifth since World War II. They kind of keep their job, apparently. Your Honor, good to have you here.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be here.
Great to be here. All right, a Texas voting case could determine who is in control of the House of Congress. What does that mean? What do you got cooking down there?
Well, the Biden DOJ came down and sued us over a county redistricting map and told us we had to put together a coalition district. A coalition district is what I call legal fiction. It says there's not enough of a minority group to have its own district, so you've got to group minorities together to get a district, but only if they vote Democrat. So we said, no, we're not going to do that, and they sued us. We went to court last August. We lost at the trial court level, which we fully expected because the Fifth Circuit is our court of appeal here, our federal court of appeal here, and they, in a split decision, they agreed with coalition districts in 1994. That was a long time ago. So we expected the ruling we got at the trial court. We go to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Three-judge panel says we have to affirm what we did in 1994, and here's where it gets fun. They said, but we were wrong. Please appeal it to the full Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. We did make that application. They granted it within a couple of days. We had our called an en banc or the full court hearing on Tuesday. We hope and anticipate that the Fifth Circuit is going to reverse their 1994 opinion, do away with coalition districts. By our count, that will, it's up to the state legislatures, of course, but they could then turn about 12 House seats in the country from coalition districts to Republican districts.
Because we see this happening all over the place. We just saw it happen in Alabama. I see it happening in North Carolina. I see this happening all over the map. And there's only one party that gets an advantage here. It's always the same. It's always the Democrats, isn't it?
It's a political alliance. It's not a minority alliance. It's a political alliance to achieve a political outcome.
Correct. So when do we see this then? I mean, obviously, look, it's May. It's almost June. What's going to happen? And how quickly could that scramble things up and really make a mess of things before November the 5th?
I doubt we'll have complete resolution before November. The Fifth Circuit will issue their opinion. That will be binding upon the three states that the Fifth Circuit covers. But then we're going to have...
Now, hold on. I just want to be sure about this. Texas and who else?
Louisiana, Mississippi.
All right. Go ahead.
Then we'll have split circuits because the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has already refused to recognize coalition districts. Others have recognized them. So once the Fifth Circuit rules, and really, I guess it's regardless of how they rule, but I expect they'll rule that their legal fiction, as I call them, then we're going to have to go to the Supreme Court to get national resolution.
Let's talk about the implications, Your Honor, just in Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi. How many seats do you think that would flip?
About six, but again, that's up to the state legislature to redistricting, and they can do that as soon as that opinion comes out. They don't have to wait for anything.
So some of that could happen before November, but you likely, not
it'd
likely?
It'd be unlikely. Texas is only a part-time legislature, so they'd have to call a special session or wait till the
Which, by the way, I think is a great idea as a side note. I think we should have a part-time legislature where I live because when they're there full-time, they get bored and do stupid things. Anyhow, that's just an aside. That's just me. All right, so the Fifth Circuit's fairly conservative, if I'm not mistaken.
It is very conservative. There are seven Trump appointees there. One of the justices wrote the dissent in 1994 saying coalition districts should not be recognized. So we feel good about the makeup of the court, and the questions that were asked Tuesday were, we thought, really on point for what we were trying to accomplish. And then the plaintiff petitioned the Supreme Court in December to stop what's going on, and the Supreme Court voted 6-3 to not get involved. So we feel good about our chances at the Supreme Court if and when we get there.
If you need to get there, if the Fifth Circuit says you're right, this was wrong in 1994, and the Supreme Court says, yeah, we're not going to touch it, then it stands. But it only stands for those three states, doesn't go national, correct?
That is absolutely correct. It's only for the courts of appeal that have recognized them as legal fiction, the Fifth and the Sixth. And there may be other courts to follow after that, but you've got to get a case in front of them that's on this point.
Right. But that's, I mean, look, it's all the same. I mean, they just forced Alabama to create a new district, one of these things you're talking about, so that there'll be a Democrat in Alabama, an extra Democrat in North Carolina. This comes after they rigged the entire census count. Everybody knows this, too. They rigged the census count. And of course, we knew that when it happened. And then they come out later and say, oh, you know what? The census was wrong, which means Florida should have gotten another seat in the House. So should Texas, maybe two. New York should have lost at least another seat. California maybe should have lost two more. All of this is true. It's always rigged for one team and not the other. It's always rigged, rigged, rigged. How do they get away with it, Your Honor? That's my last question. How do they get away with it?
Because people like me don't stand up and fight the DOJ. That's what they need to do. You need to worry less about getting reelected and protecting your job and stand up for the people in your county.
Amen. What are you running for next? I'm voting. One last thing. What about Texas? Okay. What about Texas trying to vote to leave this country?
I don't think that's going anywhere. It really wouldn't be possible. That's nothing that we get involved in at the county level.
I know that. I'm just curious. As a Texas citizen, I'm just asking what your opinion is.
I love my state. I'm not going anywhere else, but I don't believe we can be an independent country again. We were for many years, but I think that's long in the past.
Yeah, for 8 years, yeah, for the Texas Republic. That's right. Sir, I really appreciate you coming in. If you would, come back and let us know how this plays out. It's a very interesting and important case.
Happy to do it, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. That was fun. Unexpected fun. That's what we have here on the Steve Gruber Show. Buckle up, Buttercup. You're going to need some more coffee for the next round. Coming up still, we've got sports. And then next hour, we've got Doolin. We'll be here with Doolin because he's an attractive, good-looking, and intelligent man. There you go. Steve Doolin on his way. And so much more. It's the Steve Gruber Show. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.